This either is, has been, or will be a Krypton Radio production as soon as we can get the TARDIS working properly to figure out which one it is!
The Mark of the Corsair, fantastic bloke. He had that snake as a tattoo in every regeneration. Didn't feel like himself unless he had the tattoo or herself a couple of times. Ooh, she was a bad girl!
And so are we!
Coming to you from the closet, and we are here for a very special episode of the Corsair's Closet. I am the mad one with the box, but you knew that. She is the time siren.
I'm currently stuffing my face with dinner because we're running late today.
Yes, and you absolutely knew that. But what you don't know yet is that this week we have a very special guest. You know her as the Grinch, and you may have heard tales of her exploits as Lady Loki. But this week she's coming to tell us about her experiences and regale us with tales of her doing a really awesome Lady Thor cosplay.
Yes.
I am, of course, talking about our bestest friend in the whole wide world, Krista!
Yay! You know, and I don't understand this TARDIS at all. We were looking for the UK room, and we unearthed the New York room.
Yes.
What is up with that? Corsair, I gotta talk to you later.
So we dragged her in, and she's gonna sit with us for the episode, and we're gonna talk about, specifically, her Lady Thor cosplay, and her experiences with it at Stanley's Kamikaze, and our collective experience with the costume when we attended the Thor 2 premiere in Hollywood at the red carpet. So we didn't actually see the movie that night, but we did go to the red carpet, and it was pretty freaking amazing. So
I'm pretty freaking terrifying from what I understand.
Yeah, so we're gonna finish this up with a little list of do's and don'ts for those of you who might want to attend such an event yourselves in the future, in costume or not in costume.
Risking life and limb.
So let's start, you know, let's go linear. You started your, you know, big weekend in LA by going to Stanley's Kamikaze, an event that I went to, I think, last year with Time Siren, but this year, unfortunately, did not get to attend. So
Right. Tell
us about your experience going in costume.
Well, the Thor costume was late in getting to me. Morgan ran over with some of the stuff. She worked like a dog and barely got it in. It would have been in time for New York Comic Con.
Now, Morgan, of course, is the same lady who did your Lady Loki costume.
Yes, my horns and everything.
Yeah.
I could have gone to New York Comic Con with it, but it just got there like the day before and it just wasn't happening. So I decided that I would premiere it at the red carpet premiere of Thor 2 in Los Angeles. And as it turned out, I was going to go to Stan Lee's Kamikaze Con, but just as a spectator. Because originally you all were going to go, and I got a ticket and everything, so I still had a ticket, and I was like, well, you're not going, but I want to go, you know?
Yeah.
And after what I'd been through at New York Comic Con, I was glad to just be a spectator. So I get there, and I talked to the guys at Froggy Photos, and it turned out, like, at New York Comic Con, I was supposed to get my picture with Stan.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen because that place was chaos, and no one, including the Marvel booth, could tell me where to go. It was hard to get information, and it was hard to get through the massive crowd of people. So I ended up missing my photo op. But I talked to them in LA, and it's the same people, and they were like, oh my God, no, you can do it here, you know? So I was like, okay. They told me come back at 5 o'clock, and I went into panic mode because I'm thinking, well, I'm a spectator today, you know? I just flew in this morning from New York. I didn't have my costume with me. It had already been sent back with you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So, I call, and I'm like, you gotta bring my costume back now. I'm like, because I gotta get my picture with Stan Lee, and I gotta be Lady Thor. And it worked out really well, because Dennis was able to get the costume to me within minutes, you know, and of when I needed it. And
our reliable,
they don't call them NASA nerd for nothing.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was shuttle and shot over there.
It was like, and I was in full panic mode, because the guy who made my hammer, he had sent it UPS, and it was wrapped like it was going to Iceland. So you know, here I am, and I'm sure someone has a video of this somewhere, of me freaking out in front of the LA Convention Center, trying to rip open the bubble wrap on this hammer, which was taped and taped and taped, you know, down the whole handle and everything.
Oh my god.
And I was hulking out, you know, trying to rip the bubble wrap off and everything.
Man, but packing tape, forget it. You need a switchblade or a blowtorch to get
exactly
through
this stuff. And this is a comic convention. No one's going to be carrying a weapon like that. So I'm sitting there. There's like a dude dressed as a samurai or something, and another dude in like a warrior kind of thing. And there's another guy. I couldn't tell if he was drunk, stoned, or what he was. He was just sort of like out of it and whatever. So anyway, I'm like, guys, can one of you help me? You know, and it's like, we don't want to break it. I'm like, trust me, you won't break it. This hammer can destroy a car. There are videos of that on YouTube, okay?
Oh,
the
God.
Hammer maker at a junkyard taking hammers that he makes like mine and destroying vehicles with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
You have to send me a link. I must
There's
have.
There's nothing you guys can do to break this hammer. Just pull on the bubble wrap. So finally, you know, the samurai guy, he kind of took... All right, yeah, he helped me, you know. And eventually we got the hammer unearthed. And by this point, I'm, like, sweating bullets. I run into the convention center, and I'm carrying the hammer in, you know, whatever, and all my luggage. Get into the ladies' room, get into costume. I was, like, minutes before I got to get online.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm feeling the tension of this and freaking out with you.
Now,
yeah, I'm
now.
Like...
Yeah, it was like that, and... I had, like, nobody to help me get dressed, so I had to find people in the bathroom. And
wow.
I'm like, please, can you help me? You know, it was like, oh my god. It was just nerve-wracking, and I'm sweating.
Yes.
And
yeah.
P.S., at this point, I had been up for close to 33 hours without sleeping.
On this week's episode of Cosplay Emergency.
Yeah.
So.
And I love how you said, what, no one there knew how to lace a corset?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the corset was more or less pre-laced. All you had to do was tighten it. And people were like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, it's like a shoe. I'm not sure.
Well, they're probably afraid of hurting you.
Whatever.
They didn't understand.
She didn't care.
Look at me. Do I look like a woman you'd be afraid to hurt?
No. You look like a woman I'd be afraid of. Okay.
Right.
Exactly. We used to have a saying, and I can't say the entire thing because it's rude, but built like a brick blank house.
Yeah, and very much how I'm often described.
Yes.
So, which I take as a compliment. So I'm like, finally, I found a couple of people. I had to actually start crying.
Oh,
I literally... No, I did. I had to start crying. I was like... I had a complete meltdown in the bathroom.
Aww.
I'm like, please, I have Asperger's and I'm melting down.
You're bad.
My costumer isn't here to help me get dressed. And the people felt sorry for me and they were like, okay.
Oh, Krista.
You know, yeah, a couple of people helped me. And they didn't get it as tight as, like, it should have been, but it's okay. So, I wipe a little makeup on, because, God, I didn't even have all my makeup with me. So, get out there within moments, and the line is already starting to move towards Stan. I was like, oh, my God, I made it. Because if I had missed it twice... Oh.
Yeah.
Now, in New York, I would have been Lady Loki. So I would have met Stan as Loki. And you can ask my friend Maggie, who is with me. And by the way, every girl with Asperger's should have, like, a Maggie. You know, because Maggie is, like, my rock. I can't costume without Maggie. Maggie is awesome. Anyway, Maggie sat there listening to me, like, go on and on and on. But if I meet Stan as Loki, it won't be as good as if I meet him as Thor, because I really think he likes Thor better than Loki. Even though he created them both in the Journey into Mystery. So I agonized over which character I should be doing. And in the end, I think it was really meant to be that I should do
Thor. It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's true. I think Stan is really proud that he put Thor into the comics, and you hear him talk about it, you know, and he's like, when I put Thor into the comics, you know, and it's, he's really into that. So I thought, yeah, this was meant to be. So, and Froggy Photos, I know that there's like a hate page for them and everything. I think that's really,
there is?
Yeah, there's people who like hate them.
I don't understand that, because they're the same ones that do the photos at Gallifrey.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and they're amazing at Gallifrey.
They are fantastic. They get everyone through there really fast.
Yeah.
Every single person gets their photo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, there was a hate page on Facebook. Someone sent me a link for it, and then they mentioned it to
That's
me.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, they did right by me. That's all I can tell you. They did right by me. In fact, they even gave me a discount because it would have cost more to have the picture in New York than it did here.
Mm.
So they did right by me. And I got my moment with Stan, and everything was great. And, you know, he was really cool about the costume and all. So it was fantastic.
That's amazing. Yay.
And the con itself, I tell you the truth, I can't wait to go again. I really enjoyed that particular
I can't trip. Believe I missed the Munsters Hearst. I'm
and
so...
I know.
Was the Munsters the Addams Family?
It was the Munsters car. They're you know, whatever, there's a name for that thing. And I can't remember what it is.
Munstermobile.
It was gorgeous.
You have to Google it. It's got an actual name. It's got a really cool name.
With details.
That was there.
Gorgeous.
They had the actual Ghostbusters vehicle there.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes way.
And when I asked about these things, I was told these were the screen used props, not some dude who made a replica.
Now, I saw some pictures of Kamikaze. Lance the wound quick and tell me, were the Iron Man suits there?
Not that I saw.
Okay, because I thought I saw pictures of the Iron Man armor.
Good, because she'd flip out otherwise. That she missed them.
Well, I don't want to say yes or no, because, see, here's what happened. By the time I got into my costume and everything, I ran out to where I saw an actual full-scale destroyer, and I took a picture in front of it.
Hello.
Okay. I think I'm going to stop standing up now.
You're not standing up! Okay, so, she stopped sitting and fell.
Yeah, because I thought to myself, before I found out I was getting the picture with Stan, and I was just wandering around as a spectator, I saw the destroyer, and I went, oh, damn, too bad I don't have my costume, because how cool would that be to be standing there as Lady Thor with the destroyer? So once I was in the costume, I was like, well, I got to run and get, you know, a picture. And I guess I must have done that after Stan, but whatever. I did get my picture with the destroyer. There could have been Iron Man armor anywhere around there, but you know, I was up for 33 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm not tuned into Iron Man, so honestly, if it was there, I didn't see it. That's all I could tell you. But they had the destroyer, and that was really incredible. But what I really came away from with this particular convention was how friendly everyone was, the really good vibes that I was feeling from, like, a lot of the people in costume. It was a very, really nice experience. And I can't wait to go to that again. And I had just come back from New York Comic Con, which was, like, the opposite. You know, there were a lot of people there as Lady Loki, not just me.
Uh-huh.
And they were nowhere near as friendly. I mean, you go up to them and you're like, hi, you know, and I used to run into this in the belly dance circuit where, you know, you think there's going to be like this sisterhood because you're a belly dancer and they're a belly dancer. And instead they just look at you like, ugh, you know, and it was kind of like, I got a lot of that, you know, there wasn't that real lovey dovey friendly vibe. Not that I would expect it in New York, but, and there were so many people in New York. It was like the planet Gideon, you know, I mean, you couldn't move and it was just. Yeah, not...
Yeah, no, when we went to Kamikaze, I think when we hit it was in... I think this year would have been, I think it's third year. And we had a really great experience, too. Not just the people, but the talent as well. They were really friendly and willing to talk to us and willing to spend time. And they did, that's where we got all the station promos for Krypton Radio that year. And that was the year that I interviewed Lou Ferrigno. And, you know, it was very large scale, but very low key. And, just a really good time. It was easy to relax and have fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt. And I also ran into these amazing, costumers that just blew me away. I mean, the professional level of the costumes. There was a family there costuming as Odin, Frigga, and Thor.
Oh, I saw that picture. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were amazing. I mean, this was an actual married couple. They told me they'd been married for like 30 years or something. They were really great, and they were in character.
Nice.
Which makes it even better. Yes. They weren't just standing there in a costume. They were in character.
And you got to take a family photo.
I got a family photo with them.
That's great.
And they were from Amy and Lance J's cosplay.
Aww.
And they're on Facebook under LA J's cosplay, which I guess I could give you the link later.
Yeah,
we should put that in the show notes.
Yeah, they totally checked them out. And I also ran into the guy from Thor TV. He was awesome. And
Thor TV?
Thor TV.
He has his own television station.
He's got
a
channel on YouTube, yeah. And his friend, who is like an amazing Loki, he goes under Loki Hates You.
Oh, nice.
And he's outstanding.
So. How friendly, no.
I like it.
Oh, I like it, yeah. Loki Hates You. So, yeah, it was...
Your Loki is showing.
Is it?
She can't help it.
Yeah, you just had a moment. Yeah, I like it, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's like, not a whole lot of, like, males that actually do Loki. The majority are females, so it's like, when you see a good one, it's like, wow, okay.
Yeah, and not...
That's rare.
Yeah, and it's a majority of females that are, like, playing Lady Loki, like, they're, gender swapping the cosplay. I can talk, really.
Yes, when you don't have a cookie in your mouth.
Yes. Sorry, shout out to the awful husband, a.k.a. the NASA nerd, a.k.a. Dennis. He made some really fantastic cookies, and he gave me a bunch for Christmas, and now I'm sitting over here getting fat. But, yeah, I have to use Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lips together, and they form words. But, yeah, so there's a lot of them that are not just gender swapping the cosplay, but they're actually cross-playing as Loki as a guy.
Yeah, and there's a couple that are really incredibly awesome at it. And, like, the girl in Germany who really looks like a guy when she's in that whole thing. But there's so many, but it's mostly, it's like Frank at Rocky Horror is almost always played by females, you know? It's just the way it is. Yeah.
That I didn't know.
More often than not, yeah.
Oh, now you do.
Well, that's something Sal Piro himself used to note. It's like, we always get female Franks, you know? It's like, yeah, because, I mean, women just go nuts over Frank, you know? And it's like, there's not that many guys that want to do that. What can I tell you? But anyway, so Stan Lee's Kamikaze Con was so worth it. I totally want to go back, you know, this next one for 2014. But it was grueling coming in because I had gone to work and then I left for, you know, the city. I had to go from where I live in the Catskills down to New York City. And then the next morning, I basically got no sleep. And then the next morning I had to be at the airport, fly in, and then they dropped me off from LAX, right at the convention center. So I was on the go.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think we should make a day of it. Maybe next year we should all take a day and do Kamikaze the right way.
I would love to do that.
We should maybe have you come in on a Friday and do it on a weekend so that you actually get some sleep.
Yeah. Sleep? What's that?
Well, now that I know what's entailed, you know, like I said, I wasn't planning the costume. So now that I know what's entailed, and I'm not even sure what costume I would do this time, but whatever I do, I would still want to be rested. How about that, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Actual sleep.
Yeah. And then, I don't remember. Oh, the next day we went to Griffith Observatory.
Which was fantastic. We had a wonderful little time
We saw the Light of the Valkyrie show, which is always worth seeing. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
And then the next day was the premiere. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep because I stayed with a friend of mine who came in from Pennsylvania. She got a hotel near the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
So we were very close to the theater and everything. And
yeah, now the actual premiere took place at the El Capitan Theater.
El Capitan, yeah.
Which is Disney owned. And it's a beautiful theater. I actually went to see a movie there a while back. They did a special screening of the Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. at the end of which they introed the trailer, like, it was his world debut for the second movie. And I remember Orlando Bloom was at that screening, and the whole thing is just beautifully constructed on the inside, and it's fun to look at on the outside, too, but that's where they're doing most of the Disney premieres these days.
Yeah.
So...
And I'd been there already for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was when you first met Tom.
Yeah, the first time. But the thing is that being at that particular location in April was a lot more pleasant, I have to say, than going in November. I mean, it wasn't bad during the daytime, but when the sun went down, it started to get really...
Yeah, it did get colder.
Yeah, it wasn't so pleasant. But it was like... You know, everything with the Thor costume was the opposite with the Loki costume. With the Loki costume, everything fell into place.
Yeah.
Even though Morgan got it to me 2 seconds before I actually needed to put it on. Because, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of time in it before the event. But with Thor, so many things went wrong from where she thought... Well, we're going to be able to do this way and that way. And then she would do it and didn't work out, you know, because, like, for example, pauldrons.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a big chick. I don't need pauldrons. It makes me look like a linebacker. You know, so.
I could see that.
she had good size, you know, pauldrons, but then she said, well, let me try a smaller version. She tried a smaller version. She still looked too big, you know? So, I mean, we had all kind of complications like that. Things going wrong, whatever. And she had to, like, reinvent the wheel bunches of times for different things. So, you know, getting to that point, and the real goal here was I already had my picture as Loki with Tom.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get a picture of me as Lady Thor with Chris.
Yeah, that would have been, like, the perfect little bookends.
Yeah, exactly, you know? It would have been perfect. And it just was really not going to happen that day.
Yeah, and I was there with you as your handler, but things got so screwed up, I wasn't even able to do much handling.
No.
We actually staked out 2 different locations in line. We tried to get as close as we could to the original spot where you met Tom, but we had trouble with that because people beat us to it. And then you and a friend of yours who had a pretty good Thor costume of his own, a gentleman named Ace.
Ace, yep.
You guys were waiting down by the theater proper, by where they had, like, the stage set up for where the actors and everybody were going to be introduced. And we staked out our places and waited for hours until finally people started showing up.
Yeah.
And we saw a wonderful amount of celebrities. I mean, I had a massive geek out at several. I was waiting to see if Robert Downey Jr. would show up. He didn't, but everybody from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was there, so I had a minor heart attack there. Ming-Na Wen was there. Elizabeth Henstridge, Brett Dalton, and Chloe... I am totally blanking on her last name, but basically Agent Ward and Sky were there, and Fitz of Fitzsimmons was there. Clark Gregg showed up. He was wonderful, a really nice guy. He was, you know, signing stuff, talking to people, and I actually listened to an episode of the Nerdist podcast that he did the next day, and it was wonderful. I mean, Clark Gregg is like an actual bona fide nerd, mm-hmm. and yeah, he's one of us.
Bona fide, certified.
He is one of us, and he's a doll. Who else showed up? Liam Hemsworth was there. He didn't get very close. I did get to bask in the glow that is Tom Hiddleston, finally. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm not one of those, Tom, come here, let me have a piece of that, he is like an awesome dude, and I want to be him when I grow up. And meeting him in person, I didn't get to actually talk to him, but, you know, getting that up close to him, yeah, he is like that. He's just awesome and sweet and wonderful.
Yeah, the aura just glows.
Yeah, he does. He kind of glows.
He glows, yeah,
he smiles and he's happy. He greets everybody like, oh, hi, nice to see you. And he was signing stuff and, you know, trying to snap pictures. I got a couple of good ones of him. I got a good one of Clark. And then, of course, I've spoken about the moment, which is becoming my other catchphrase, in addition to I interviewed Lou Ferrigno, which I did do. I spoke to Nathan Fillion across the red carpet, and I was doing all of this, mind you, while standing behind Krista because we tried to get her up to the front of the line when Marvel actually did an interview with you.
Yes, which no one can find, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it. I've never seen it. I checked the live feed to see if it was on there, but I'm not sure where it went.
I think I may have sabotaged it when I mentioned who made my hammer.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the guy that made the hammer has, in the past, had issues because of, like, you know, copyright infringement issues and stuff. Even though pretty much everything he makes is a totally unique spin on it, you know, like...
They could edit that out. I don't see that being a problem.
I don't know. It was live feed?
It was a live feed. Oh. However, I did check back later, and, I guess they live-blogged the event. There were pictures of you featured in the live blog of the event.
All I saw was just the one picture of me, Ace, and Daniel, who was in the Iron Man outfit.
I thought I saw one other one. Maybe I'm wrong. I swore I saw another one.
I don't know.
But, no, it was a wonderful picture, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw it, and I was like, it was a real clear shot of you guys, and I was like, it's Krista!
They wanted to interview me. It was wonderful, but then I never saw it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she asked me, because she asked me about, you know, the costume and how that came about, and then the hammer and everything, and I was like, then I thought about it afterwards, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that, you know.
Yeah, you never know what's going to get somebody rubbed the wrong way.
You know.
Yeah, but originally they were looking for the Lady Loki from the Avengers premiere, and yeah. Immediately I went, I know her! She's right here! And you had come up behind me. It was Kismet.
Yeah, that, right. So yeah. Isn't that an irony right there?
Yeah, like they were talking to somebody.
They're looking for me. I show up at the moment.
Yeah, they were talking to somebody else, and they said, oh, did you do a Lady Loki during the Avengers premiere or something? And she's like, no, it wasn't me. And I said, are you looking for the Lady Loki with the cop? She was like the only one there. And they were like, yeah, I think so. And I just happened to look behind me and I saw you. And she's right here, dragged you forward.
Right.
Yeah, and so you kept your position in front of me. So when the celebrities were coming along, and
right.
we were hoping to get your picture with Chris, who did show up, and I actually got pictures of him too. This is, I think, where we're coming to the whole etiquette section of the show, because I remember I was there behind you in the crowd. The crowd was a huge crush by that point. And I was basically kind of keeping you upright and occasionally trying to snap your cloak back on your shoulders. And the crowd was, like, bending me backward. I was doing the Matrix thing by the time all was said and done.
Geez,
and
right.
It finally got so pushy, people were surging forward finally. I was getting upright, but they were, like, crushing me. So I had to, like, go... you know, just shove back with my arms and knock people back. The minute the celebrities started showing up, the whole tone of the event changed.
Yeah. And I have to say that that was less true at the Avengers than it was this time. First of all, we should talk a little bit just about what to expect at a red carpet.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done three red carpets. I've done two in LA, one in New York.
And this was my first one.
Okay. So, first of all, you should probably know that if you think you're going to get a picture with a certain celebrity, it's probably one of the world's worst places to expect to get a picture with a celebrity.
Yeah.
If you happen to get it, like I did with Tom in New York, or the girl in Germany, Far Loki, got hers with them in Berlin, that's luck. That was, you know, really the gods shining upon you. Don't expect it, you know, because there's too much chaos, too much pandemonium. And the thing is, when the crowd started going ballistic and everyone was pushing and shoving, the men in black, okay, who guard the whole thing, they saw what was going on and they were actually kind of dissuading the celebrities from coming our way.
They were hustling them
the other way.
Yeah.
And that's what happens because, and I understand the vibe. I mean, it's like you want, this is your one chance.
Yeah.
Your one chance, maybe. Some of these people traveled from far and wide to come here so they could bask in the glow of Tom Hiddleston. And they will cut another woman's throat to get to them in some cases. You know, it's like I've seen that kind of viciousness. There's another problem, which is the autograph hunters.
Yeah.
The eBay guys And these
are
usually...
stick stuff out, hoping just for a signature.
Yeah! They're not even fan people. I mean, they come... It's like, you know, some guy who's probably doesn't even have American citizenship pushing his way through the crowd with a toy in his hand and trying to jump over all the women to get something signed that he's going to go put on eBay later.
Yeah.
You know? So those guys are part of what happens with the pushing forward, aside from the women. And the thing is, if you notice, people were, they were hyper, you know, up to a point, you know.
Yeah.
But when Tom got out, it was pandemonium.
It got extra crazy.
Extra crazy. That's what always happens. You know, it's like the second they see him, it's like, look at the footage from you know, the Avengers. He gets out of the car, it sounded like the Beatles premiere.
Yeah.
You know, they came out of the car for the first time or off the plane or whatever. It was
screaming.
Like the screaming.
Yeah.
Their heads off.
Which, again, I understand completely. Now, I decided long ago that I was not going to try to shove my way to the front to see if I could get a picture with Tom. Because I felt like I met him more than once. I've got my picture with him. If I got a chance again, it's awesome. It's wonderful. But I'm not going to take someone else's chance away by hogging, you know, and doing that. So I tried very hard not to be in the way, whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
but I wasn't going to give up that position because Hemsworth was next, and I really wanted to try to get the picture with Hemsworth. So I thought maybe people would be like, oh my God, look, Chris, look, you know, kind of what they did. At the Avengers premiere, the girls were like, Tom, Tom, Lady Loki, you know, and they parted the Red Sea for me.
Yeah.
But that did not happen this time.
Well, this time, too, there were more people in costume.
There were more people in costume, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not in the quality of yours, but there were still people there who were dressing up for the event.
Right.
Not a lot, but there were several.
Now, the Loki I just mentioned, Loki Hates You,
yeah.
Loki, he was there, and he couldn't even get that close. He was up. I don't know what the hell he climbed on, but he climbed on something, and he was up above the crowd. I have a little...
I think I remember seeing him.
Video
he was like,
clip of
he
that.
Was calling to him, Neil, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was a pretty good Loki.
Yeah. He looks a lot like Tom.
Yeah.
Know? I wish he could have gotten closer, because I think Tom probably would have really liked to see him up close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, you know, the thing is that premieres, first of all, you really got to be ready for them. You have to be there, you know, pretty early and whatever, but, and I have certain ideas in my head for a better strategy for next time, which I'm not going to talk about publicly.
Yeah. we'll discuss those off camera.
Yeah, we'll discuss those. No one else is listening. But, let's put it this way, you know, now I am on a mission to get my picture with Chris.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how that's ever going to happen. I mean, he was at a WizardCon in Philadelphia, and it was like $300-something to get a picture with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's excessive.
But I don't think that's going to happen again anytime soon, because that was, you know, I think like right after the Avengers had come out, and it was like just the one-shot thing. I don't think that's going to be like he's going to be doing the convention circuit. I just don't see that yet. I mean, maybe years from now, but not right now. I don't see him doing that.
Yeah.
So, that would have been one opportunity, but I didn't have a Thor costume then.
Yeah.
And then as far as catching him at premieres, you see what it's like.
Yeah, it's very kind of hit and miss.
The
it's...
only shot you might have, is if you are front and center, and you can actually be right there, maybe. Possibly, and that's only if they come where you're standing. You don't even know where they're going to go. The reason that me and Ace and those guys were down the other end for a while was because Daniel, who lives out there, lives someplace in this neck of the woods, he said he'd been here for several of the premieres and that the celebrities went right past you and a couple people got autographs right there where we were standing.
Oh, okay.
But this time, they pushed everybody way back. They moved that gate way back.
Yeah.
So for a while, we were all standing out in the alley behind the El Capitan.
Yeah.
With the Jimmy Kimmel show, let's say.
Yeah.
Because Chris was supposed to be on that show. He was, but he was running so late that there was no way he was going to come over to the crowd or anything. So We stood there for a long time. The sun went down.
Now, this is after we split up.
Yeah. Okay. It turned into, like, a canyon. It was so cold when the sun went down. And finally, I was like, that's it. I'm out of here. You know? So we all of us costume people, which weren't, what, four people? Five
people? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. We left and just gave up because it was, you know, it was so late. The show was supposed to start already, and he still hadn't gotten there, whatever. So we were like, there's no way. And later on, we ran into some girls that stood there as long as they could, and they said, nope, he never came out.
Wow.
And she had pictures with Chris from twice in that same place.
Dude.
He had done the Jimmy Kimmel show other times, you know, and she had gotten... So this was the first time she was there, he was there, he didn't come out to that. So I didn't miss out, per se.
Well, at least you have that, you know, cold comfort to know that you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, if I had left and then he got there.
that's everybody's
nightmare.
It was unbearably chilly with that. It was like this raging wind coming down the alley between... It was like a canyon, you know?
And, welcome to L.A.
Yeah, it was like... And I didn't think I was going to be cold in my Thor costume, but... Apparently I was.
Well, it was sleeveless. That was a problem.
It was, it was only partly sleeveless. I mean, I had my Van bracers, you know, from the elbow to the wrist. And My gloves that carry the hammer, you know, got the gauntlets. And I didn't think I was going
to
be cold.
And you need to wrap up in that cape.
Well, Ace actually put his cape around me for a while, trying to brace the cold, you know, and it was like, it's just not happening. I need my Thor winter cape.
Well,
you
now
know?
You know how I felt when we were queued up for Star Wars. And it's been so long, I don't even remember which Star Wars it was. It was one of the newer movies. And
you had me in New York?
Yeah, and you had me under that tent, and I was freezing to death.
Yeah, well, that block, the block the Ziegfeld is on, that is definitely like a canyon.
Oh.
When the wind gets going. But that, we weren't actually on the red carpet for that. What we were doing was the children's...
standing in line thing.
Yeah, the, what was it, Make-A-Wish?
Yeah.
Or one of those foundations that we did. And that one, we basically were, what, guaranteed tickets for the first showing or something?
Yeah,
something
like that.
Did so many hours with Make-A-Wish or whoever it was.
Oh, okay.
I was Children's
so cold.
Starlight Foundation,
I think,
maybe?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was so freezing that she and, what's his name? I'm blanking.
It's been so long, I
oh, your computer guy.
Oh, Lee.
Lee.
Yeah.
Lee, she and Lee threw me in a taxi and took me over to one of her clients, because... I was probably turning blue at that point.
Aww.
I was just, it was painful cold.
Yeah, it was, well, you know, that block is cold anyway, and then it was, what, April when this took place, or early May?
I just wasn't prepared for it, I didn't have the right
I wasn't prepared for it to be this chilly in L.A. in November.
Yeah, people think that L.A. doesn't have weather. They're wrong.
They just don't live here, and they've never visited.
I've been to L.A. so much over the last, over a decade now, that I pretty much hit it at every given month. I think the only month I have not been in L.A. might be July. I don't think I was ever here in July. Oh, no, well,
I don't think you were here in September.
I was.
Warned you away, though, because our Indian summer is murder.
I was here in September, and it was brutal.
It was murder.
It was pretty brutal.
Triple digits, not just 101. We're talking 110, 112.
It was pretty brutal.
You can't live in that kind of heat.
Yeah.
Well, it was worse for me because I was in the grips of really bad MS, so I had the heat intolerance at that point. Which is, you know, brings me to another point, which is that, you know, for me, and I've told the story to enough people, it's like, you know, for me, I never know. Am I going to have a relapse? Am I going to not be able to costume in the future? I try really hard to manage my health. I'm in better shape than most of my friends at this point, you know, so my efforts have definitely paid off, but it's always the wolf at the door. And if I were to have another relapse, I may not be able to be there to do this again. And, you know, so I really want to...
seize the moment.
Seize the moment, you know. And so I was really hoping to be able to get front and center for that picture. So that was a disappointment. Although I'm not going to look at it as a total disappointment, because I did get the picture with Stan as Thor.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was really good.
Yeah, that was good. And he was actually at the premiere, too. It was the first time I ever saw Stan Lee in person.
He was there, too. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of people there. I was actually surprised at how many celebrities were
there. I was surprised that I got to see, in person, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins was there. Jamie Alexander was there.
Yeah, she was. And she was very sweet, too. It was great to see Jamie, you know, up and about and looking so fantastic after the action that she had doing the movie. And Kat Dennings is gorgeous in person. Like, oh my god. And, to actually make this, pertinent to the subject of why we record and what we are here for, at the very last second, the last person on the red carpet, and she walked by so quick I didn't have time to snap a picture, was, Catherine Gillan herself, in all her fuzzy red-headed glory.
Oh,
her
Karen Gillan?
Karen. What did I say, Catherine?
You said Catherine.
I brain farted for a minute, I couldn't remember her name. Yeah, Karen Gillan. And, you know, her hair hasn't grown back yet, so she had this beautiful little red buzz cut, and she was wearing, like, this little sailor dress, and looking adorable, and she, like, 3 seconds struck down the red carpet, and I didn't have time to get a picture of her, but I saw her in person. I saw Amy Pond. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, basically, we were talking about etiquette for red carpets, and I think that it's important that if you're going to do a red carpet, you should, first of all, be ready for battle. You have to know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
If you're claustrophobic, stay the heck away.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
if you're claustrophobic, if you are at all,
nervous around crowds.
Yeah, if you have any trouble with your feet or your legs standing for long periods, once you're in the thick of it, you will not be able to get out.
Any kind of a delicate constitution, you're not going to survive.
You have to be well rested, well fed, and
ready
to be on your feet for a while, because like I said, once it starts, it doesn't stop. And the other thing I think to remember too is just be respectful, no matter what, of the people around you, of the people you're there to see. We had a banner for your charitable group, Loki's Army Gives Back.
Yep.
And we couldn't get our spot by the gate, so the people in front of us, you know, we asked them very nicely, could we post our banner here? We just want Tom to see it. They were courteous enough to let us come forward to put our banner up and then just, you know, get back into our place again.
Yeah.
So we did manage to get that. I did see another instance where a couple of people who'd never done this before, they had some grievance with people in front of them who had been to, like, a billion of these premieres. The people in front of them weren't so nice about it. They didn't educate these, you know, young newbies. They basically snapped at them, and they dressed them down for, you know, asking that kind of question. You know, well, we're here, we do whatever we want sort of thing. They didn't take the time to say, no, this is the way it works, and you need to be ready for next time. So just be respectful, no matter what. People you're there to see, don't wave things in their faces, don't expect things from them that you have no right to. And the people around you, be nice to people. You get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Absolutely, and that was the big difference, because at the Avengers premiere, there was such a good vibe going on, and everybody was in a good mood. It was very pleasant, and I think the weather also makes a difference. I think that it being warmer, people were in a far better mood. And, you know, like, you didn't have so much of the nastiness, but also I had said a long time ago, I'm glad that I was able to do all that then, because the higher his star rises, the harder it's going to be to get near him or to see him or whatever, and the more people are going to be attracted to coming out to see him. So there'll be bigger and bigger crowds. But, you know, like the people that were, you know, really being rude and whatever, like, there was this one person who, again, I understand that they're overzealous, they're excited, this is their big chance, maybe their only chance.
Yeah.
And there was one girl who had, I don't know, something, it was cardboard.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to give away too much information about it, because it would identify who the person was, but they had something that they really wanted him to acknowledge and see. And essentially ended up waving it in so many faces that not only were they hitting people with this cardboard, but they also made it impossible for other people to get a decent photo. They blocked other people from getting a photo.
Yeah.
And not just one person. My photos got her thing in front of it. Dennis's photos got her thing in front of it.
I got several shots of that, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so, I mean, that was like, you know, not cool. So,
yeah.
Just, yeah, I think what you said, the main thing is to be respectful and to realize we're all there for the same reason. We're all on the same team, and our real enemy is not us. It shouldn't be us.
Yeah.
It should be those autograph hunters that are busting their way through the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. They're terrible.
And I think that's the core golden rule to pay attention to. No matter what other, you know, do's or don'ts that really exist for an event like this, if you respect each other, you respect the talent, you're going to have a better time. The vibe will be better. You'll have a better chance of talking to somebody or getting a picture or getting an autograph and keeping out the autograph seekers who make our lives miserable and give us a bad name.
And bottom line is, had everybody been cool about things, the celebrities would have stayed longer instead
probably,
of being ushered away by either their handlers or the men in black.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of them we just didn't get a lot of time with.
Yeah, if any. I mean, a lot of them just went straight to the red carpet, which we were actually pretty far away from.
Yeah.
Woof, that's a lot of info. Thank you guys for giving that to us, because a lot of people have no idea what they're walking into.
No, you have to do it to experience it, really.
Yeah, it's like, I'm glad I did it the one time. I don't know if I'm ever going to do it again, but I don't regret doing it this once.
Okay,